Hello and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season, with this special edition from the Landward Poetry Project, inviting poems from all over Wisconsin. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today, I'll be reading a poem by Freesia McKee from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Have you ever stopped to consider the stone crevices and caves that water moves through beneath our feet? In Skunk Hollow Mine, Freesia McKee considers what it means to mine the water-filled land. The poem begins with this quote. A proposed limestone mine located near environmentally sensitive areas that's from the Green Lake sued over Skunk Hollow Mine in the Ripon Press, August 18, 2022. Here is Skunk Hollow Mine. I don't know from experience because I will never grow old enough how creeping water paves a place like smoke filling a cave, metal filings like dust on stone. Sometimes you don't need to know someone to tell that they are in distress. It's their breathing, the way they look, what people say they want to do to them. Sometimes I scrape stone against stone or throw one into the water just to hear it dollop and sink. Sometimes it is the case that the more I am out in the world, the more hesitant I am to mine it. When I was panicked, you moved your hand from my temple to the place behind my ear and made a sound like cattails. Then we took a walk on a gravel road of crushed limestone. Think about a raccoon 17,000 years ago scratching out a depression. Think of this depression filling with water, finally. Think about it from kayak and cornfield or only from the road. Think of what it feels like to be full of water that whole time. You have been listening to a poem by Freesia McKee of Stevens Point, Wisconsin, Skunk Hollow Mine. This poetry is brought to you from the Landward Poetry Project with the support of Community Radio WDRT and the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets, celebrating reading, writing, and fostering poetry. More information at wfop.org. Many thanks to volunteer and poet Isaiah Yanish for his help in producing this program. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. You can find more of my work at CatherineYoungBrighter.com. Podcasts of this recording will be available at WDRT.org.